Hello everyone, this is Francie. 欢迎大家收听凯瑟琳升职记。我们先来复习一下上一期学过的内容。上一期中我们学了 Sit tight please， 意思是请耐心等待。今天的故事中，凯瑟琳在面试一家公司时表现不错，得到主考官的赏识，并让她在家静候通知。凯瑟琳开心地告诉了 Jenny 听后也很开心，并对她说
Don't hold your breath, honey.
Why should I hold my breath? Does it have something to do with my interview?
Yes, it is. In fact, hold your breath means don't hold your expectations of the interview too high. I hope you can have a peaceful mind.
I got you, honey. I won't hold my breath now.
Don't hold your breath, 就是不要紧张，别期望太高了。Hold one's breath, 意思是因为恐惧、兴奋而屏住呼吸。以后碰到有人在做什么事还没有成功，就在你面前眉飞色舞时，你可以小小打击他一下，说Don't hold your breath， 说不定他会有个平和的心态呢。下面进入我们的 English drama。
I behaved well in the interview. I'm sure I can get the new job.
Don't hold your breath. Let a thing slide.
Amanda 说 I behaved well in the interview. I'm sure I can get the new job.Behave, B-E-H-A-V-E, 是表现、举止的意思。Behave well, 就是表现很好。I behave well in the interview, 我在面试中表现很好。I'm sure I can get the new job, 我敢肯定我能赢得这份新工作。而卡尔说 Don't hold your breath, let a thing slide. Don't hold your breath.是我们今天所学的内容，就是别期望太高。Let a thing slide. Slide, S-L-I-D-E, 是滑、滑倒的意思。Let a thing slide, 意思是说，让一个东西自由地滑落，可以引申为顺其自然吧。
计划是分开旅行啊，为何想结局我明白。